My name is Slika Hersey, and you're listening to the Think Outside the Shelter podcast. So, there's a lot of facts that a lot of individuals need to wake them up about homelessness. And believe it or not, they're jaw-dropping. Like, people believe that they're homeless people live in different cities. They believe that their city is a perfect city. Like, I live in Brampton, and a lot of individuals are under the impression that homelessness doesn't exist here, or if it does, it's probably, like, not in their areas. Believe it or not, that's not true. So today I'll be focusing on the different types of homelessness facts that I really want to share. And these facts are from Stats Canada, and a lot of these are focused on Ontario specifically. So without further ado, let me start off by talking about the youth homelessness. So youth homelessness is a problem in Canada and is largely misunderstood. So across the country, in large and smaller communities alike, vulnerable young people find themselves with no place to call home, couch surfing with friends, staying in shelters, in squats on the street, alleys, doorways, or parks. Over the course of the year, the number of young people who spend time homelessness in Canada is as much as 40,000, and on any given night, there may be up to 7,000 homeless youth. So young people who are homeless, which are ages to 13 to 24, make up approximately 20% of the homeless population in Canada. In a recent study, 20% of homeless youth were younger than 16 when they first experienced homelessness. So homeless youth often have multiple episodes of homelessness, and in a national survey, over 86% of homeless youth had a previous episode of homelessness, and 50% reported 5 or more episodes. And what we mean by episodes is that they can't live in one place for a long time, so they end up having these periods or moments of homelessness that last for either short or long periods, depending on their current living standards. So who are homeless youth? So homeless kids come from every part of the country and every background, but there are factors that put some youth more at risk. In a recent national survey, almost 80% of homeless youth reported leaving home because of family conflict. 63% of homeless youth reported childhood trauma and abuse. Almost 60% reported some involvement with child welfare in the past. Many homeless youth experience challenges in school. About 83% experience bullying in school, which is 4 times more than Canadian youth in general. About 50% of homeless youth reported being teased for a learning disability. The dropout rate for homeless youth is 53% compared to the 9% of a national rate. A high percentage of homeless youth experience declining mental health. In a recent national survey, 42% reported at least one suicide attempt. If the youth was exposed to sexual and physical violence on the street, they are 3 times more likely to experience serious mental health challenges. So there are typically more homeless male youth than females. However, this may be an outcome of the fact that young women are particularly at risk of crime and violence while homeless, leading them to find alternatives even if those pose significant risk. So certain significant groups that are overrepresented are included of Indigenous youth in cities like Toronto, Black youth, LGBTQ, make up 25 to 40% of the homeless youth population, which is probably because of the lack of support system within their households. So life on the street. While young people may think running to the street is a means of escape, they soon find it can lead them to dangerous and often a deadly path. Desperate and alone, the young are easy prey for those who wait to lure them into drugs, sex trafficking, and gangs. So 60% of youth were victims of violent crime. In another Toronto-specific survey, 76% reported being victims of a crime in the previous 12 months. with most reporting multiple incidences, and 64 reported being victims of a violent crime. The younger the youth, they are more likely to be victims of a violent crime, with 75% of teens aged 16 to 17 compared to 15% of youth older than 20. Ontario is a major hub for human trafficking, with 65% of police reported cases in Canada, the majority involving domestic sex trafficking. In Ontario, 63% of the victims were Canadian citizens. Homeless young women are among the most vulnerable to sex trafficking, but girls of all backgrounds or circumstances are exploited. They have been as young as 13, and on average, they are 17. It is very challenging for youth to maintain employment while homeless, and over 75% of youth in a recent national survey indicated they are unemployed compared to 13% among youth in the general Canadian public. These stats are really life-changing and jaw-dropping. While reading these stats, I tended to focus on youth homelessness because the audience I'm trying to reach out is to the youth, because we're trying to make a change within our society, one step at a time. So I really hope this podcast inspired you to make a change within your communities.